సవాయేష పురుషో నర సమయ సవాయేష పురుషో నర సమయ దర్ ఎండ్స్ ది సృష్టి ప్రక్రియ అండ్ ఉపనిషత్ ఓన్లీ టెల్స్ దిస్ మచ్ అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డ్రా ది కరోలరీస్ అండ్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ అరైవ్డ్ ఎట్ నౌ కారణం కార్యే అనుస్యూతతయా వర్తతే ది కాజ్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్హెరెంట్లీ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇజంట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ అండ్ కాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఎనీ ఎఫెక్ట్ హౌ డు వి సే దాట్ ఇఫ్ యు రిమూవ్ ది కాజ్ the product, the effect loses its existence. When does the effect enjoy its existence? When does it lose its existence? In the presence of cause, it enjoys existence. In the absence of cause, it loses its existence. Therefore, the cause always expresses itself in the existence of the effect. Therefore, Brahman the Karanam also expresses itself in the form of the existence of everything here. And the existence is what now? In and through it is what? It is there. That is why when you say everything you take and is, the light is, color is, earth is, tree is, plant is, animal is. When you say in all of them, what now? Existence, Brahman is what? In the form of isness of everything. Therefore, the existence enjoyed by everything or every object here is what? Brahman. But what is Brahman now? Therefore, pure existence. So what is Brahman for this universe? Existence. What is gold for gold, the cause for the ornament is the existence. So cause alone lends existence to the effect. Therefore Brahman lends existence to the Jagat. Therefore Brahman is what now? The pure existence. The Satyam means pure. Satyam is a Sanskrit word. English is pure existence. In pure existence, the Satyam is Brahman. This is the first lesson we derive. Then, whenever we talk of anything which is existent, existence of any given object, that existence of a given object presupposes the knowledge of that object. Light is, when you say, you cannot say light is without knowing what light is. One must be conscious of a given object to say that object is. When a scientist says, suppose a microbiologist, a scientist who is working on something, who says there is no subtlest microbe. He says means he is conscious of what is, which we do not see. He is conscious of what is and he knows what is. Therefore, anything which is, when you say something is, the existence of a given object presupposes the knowledge of that object. Light is, when you say, light knowledge is. You cannot talk about light without knowing the light being there. Light is means light jnana, light knowledge is, light consciousness is, light awareness is. Color is means color knowledge is. Flower bunch is means flower bunch knowledge is. World is means world knowledge is. Pain is pain knowledge is. Pleasure is pleasure knowledge is. Desire is, envy is, thought is, perception is, cognition is it? Even knowledge is, knowledge is. Seeing power knowledge is. Seen object is, heard object is, heard object knowledge is. Sound is, sound knowledge is. Form is, form knowledge is. Smell is, smell knowledge is. Taste is, taste knowledge is. Touch is, touch knowledge is. Softness is, softness knowledge is. Roughness is, roughness knowledge is. Whenever you talk about the existence of any subtle or small or big or gross an object, there is what? The knowledge of that object presupposes. That means one must be conscious of what one is talking about. I mean, existed, what anything is, anything which is existed. Therefore, existence of a given thing presupposes the knowledge of that given thing. Therefore, we say what now? When you say part exists, means part is, means part knowledge is. Part is means part knowledge is. Table is means table knowledge is. Light is means light knowledge is. Sound is sound knowledge is. Form is form knowledge is. Which means part existence is, means what now? Part existence exists, or you can say existence of the part presupposes or implies part's prior knowledge, part knowledge. Light existence presupposes light jnanam, light knowledge. Sound existence presupposes sound knowledge. World's existence presupposes world's knowledge. Therefore, pure existence presupposes, tell me. You have to come. We had to come. We are led here. You know, in Nyaya, there is a Nyaya. Arundhati Darshana Nyayaha. We had to use it in teaching. Arundhati Darshana Nyaya means, in marriages, whenever marriage is, this Varud Vasishtha and Arundhati are inseparable couple. And then we have two stars, and you cannot see how small they are and how they inseparably together. On marriage day, the couple are requested to see the Arundhati Darshanam. They had to have the whole life they should live inseparably like Arundhati and Vasishtha. Okay. Therefore, there is Arundhati Darshanam, and it is very difficult to see Arundhati. The tiniest. It is very tiny star. How to see that? But always, they'll show you the moon. And from the moon, they'll show something else, some other bright stars. And slowly from there, the step by step, they'll take you to show Arundhati. Then it's easy to see Arundhati. Arundhati Darshanam. Like that, here also what now? The Arundhati Darshanam Nyaya is used here. We have to arrive at what now? From Karanam, we have to arrive at Satyatvam. Karanatvat Satyatvam. From cause, we have to arrive at pure existence. And from the pure existence, we arrive at the existence of everything. Then we arrive at pure existence, removing the Namarupa. Then that pure from the pure existence, you have to go to pure consciousness. How do we know that? How do we reach there? Existence of anything presupposes the knowledge of that thing. Therefore, part existence presupposes part knowledge. Light existence presupposes light knowledge. Space existence presupposes space knowledge. Time existence presupposes time knowledge. Sound existence presupposes sound knowledge. And pure existence presupposes pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is what? Pure consciousness. How did you understand this earlier? Take the vritti jnanam, remove the namarupa, keep the consciousness. Bhaga tyaga, isn't it? Remove the bhaga, keep the bhaga. Keep one part of that meaning, remove the other parts of the meaning. Namarupa, remove, retain the consciousness part. Now, what now? The existence presupposes knowledge. The pure existence presupposes pure knowledge. Therefore, pure existence is nothing but pure knowledge. We have come from what now? Karanatvate Satyam Brahma. Satyatvate Jnanam. Therefore, what now we say? Brahman, the pure existence has to be pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Existence must be Brahman, the pure existence has to be pure consciousness. It's not a leap. It's a very systematic step. If you think it's a leap, if you think no, don't worry. The following class will take care. We're only still in the beginning of the chapter. Don't worry about it. But at least, do you see that? Okay, therefore, Jnanam Brahma. What is Brahman now? The Brahman, the pure existence, is nothing but pure consciousness. We have not yet seen the elaborate meanings of other two sentences, other two answers for other two questions. When we see, everything become very clear. Should you see the steps? And now, when we say, this is the second lesson we have arrived at. Therefore, Brahman has to be, the pure existence has to be pure knowledge. Now this Brahman, the pure existence consciousness, is Anantam. How? We've already seen briefly. And here we have to understand clearly. See, existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. And when we say bangle is, in fact, gold is in the form of bangle. Then what is bangle? Bangle is not a creation. Bangle is a creation, you can say, but anything created is not the substance. Anything created is not the substance. A creation, anything created, an effect, a product, does not enjoy, does not have substantiality of its own. Why? Because bangle is nothing but, you cannot say gold and bangle are. You cannot say gold and bangle are, you cannot say. Why? Because there is no bangle apart from, without the gold. Bangle is nothing but gold. But what is this bangle then? Bangle is not a substance, means, but bangle is a substantive. What is substantive now? A name, a form added to the cause, gold. Name, addition of form and name to the cause, substance, becomes what now? Substantive. Addition of name and form. Therefore, it is not newly, no substance is ever created newly. Similarly, what is a table? Table or any ornament is a new configuration of the already existing cause, the gold. Any furniture is what? A new name. Table is a name and form added to the already existing wood. Isn't it? Therefore, any effect is name and form added to the already existing substance. Therefore, substance is not created. Creation is nothing but addition of name and form to the uncreated, isn't it? Already existing substance. Therefore, we cannot, it is not proper to say pot and clay exist. It is not proper. Why? If you say clay and pot exist, it is like saying mic and cup are here. I can say mic and cup are here. One can exist independent of the other. Therefore, I can use and. Because the two different things, in one absence of one, the other can continue to exist. One is not dependent on the other for its existence. Therefore, it is possible to say. But like that, I cannot say clay and pot exist. Or, a steel and tumbler are. I shouldn't say, it's wrong. Similarly, I cannot say Brahman and world exist. Why? Because it's exactly like saying pot and clay exist, I cannot say. Because pot has no existence apart from clay. Therefore, pot is clay. Therefore, we have to say what now? Clay is in the form of pot. Clay alone is. Substance alone, clay alone, with reference to clay pot, the clay has substantiality. With reference to ornament, gold has substantiality. And the pot is just the non-substantial. Ornament is non-substantial. Table, chair, all the names and forms are non-substantial. Similarly, we have to come from the example to this actual subject matter here. If we say Brahman is the karyam, sorry, karanam, Jagat is the karyam, it is not right for us to say, proper for us to say Brahman and the world exist. Why? Because world, there is no world apart from Brahman, without Brahman. World is Brahman, Jagat is Brahman. What is Jagat then? Jagat has no substantiality. Brahman is the substance. Nama Rupam added to Brahman is Jagat. Nama Rupam deleted is what? Brahman. Therefore, there is no second vastu, second thing other than Brahman. Have you got it? There is no second thing other than Brahman. So non-substantial name and form. Or not, should not be taken as the substance. Name is not the substance, form is not the substance, cause is the substance. There is no such thing called what? Non-substantial, really speaking, clay alone is in the form of pot. Gold alone is in the form of ornament. Wood alone is in the form of any furniture. Similarly, Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. Therefore, there is no Jagat apart from, other than Brahman. Jagat is Brahma. When you say there's no second thing other than Brahman, therefore Brahman has no object limitation. No object limitation. There's no object limitation means what now? Therefore, anantam advitiyatvat. Secondless. Brahman is secondless. Therefore, no object limitation. Therefore, advayam, non-dual. Secondless, therefore, non-dual. Therefore, anantam, free from object limitation. Is it clear? Now, how do you arrive at? Karanatvatu satyatvam. Satyatvate jnanam and karanatvate has again what now? Anantam. Satyatvate jnanatvate anantam. There is no substance other than consciousness existence. Existence, consciousness. Therefore, anantam. Advitiyatvat. There is no other substance. There is no second thing other than consciousness existence. Advitiyatvat. Anantatvam. Anantam. What is the nyayam here? Arundhati darshana nyaya. It is very difficult for the newly married couple to search for. They are very tired. from. It's not like easy wedding, okay? Had to be previous day, they had to keep awake, next day, keep awake, sitting early morning with all the homams and the pujas, and they had to falling at the feet of all the elders, so tired. And whoever comes, fall, and fall down, not simply that, doing like this. Like this. And then many times. And then fall many times, no? And they will be so tired, they'll be. And they'll be asked also, you come and see, have Arnati Darshanam or come for dinner. Wait for the Arnati Darshanam, okay? Somehow they had to manage to see Arundhati, and then they see or not, and they say, okay, they see him. And they think of Arundhati in the day. That means, come back. Like this, very difficult to show. First, nobody will show directly Arundhati. See here, moon. Do you see the moon? At least a full moon may not be there, some moon will be there. And from moon, they have taken to some other stars, and something else, and they show Arundhati. Like that, here also what now? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. What is Brahman? First, karanam. From the karanam, Brahman is existence. Brahman being pure existence is arrived at. Okay, from the state, from Brahman's status of being the cause, Brahman being the pure existence arrived at, and from that Brahman being the pure existence, Brahman being the pure existence being nothing but pure knowledge is arrived at, and from pure knowledge, Brahman the pure knowledge, and Brahman being the pure knowledge existence, the pure consciousness existence, there is no second substance other than secondlessness of Brahman is arrived at. Once you arrive at consciousness existence, you arrive at the secondlessness of the substance other than consciousness existence. Thereby you understand what? Brahman being Anantam. Okay, therefore, this Srishti Prakriya, what is the, is called Srishti Prakriya, is used here as what? What is the significance of the Srishti Prakriya? The Srishti Prakriya clarifies the definition of Brahman, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. Brahma. That definition, Sarupa Lakshanam, is clarified by this, through this Srishti Prakriya. Is it clear? And with this, what is Brahman? That question is answered. We had to remember this that Sutra Vakyam, aphoristic statement, Brahma Vid Param Apnoti. And I think you all remember that. I told you three questions can be raised based on that sentence. What is Brahman? How does one know Brahman? And what does it mean by saying paraprapti? What is moksha? Three questions can be raised based on that sentence. And the first question is what now? What is Brahman? And for which we had two answers. Brief answer, elaborate answer. Brief answer is what? Swarupa Lakshanam. Is the word Swarupa Lakshanam, wherein we used what a Bhagatyaga Lakshana, we understood implied meanings of the words to arrive at Brahman being pure existence, consciousness, which is free from all limitations. And thereafter, the same definition is clarified through Srishti Prakriya, okay, which is called Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. And why is it called Tatastha Lakshanam? Why this definition of Brahman, the Srishti Prakriya, is called Tatastha Lakshanam of, this is another way of defining Brahman, isn't it? You arrive at what Brahman is. Tatastha Lakshana means not directly shown, isn't it? Tataha means, literally the word Tataha means any lake, and it is called Tataha. River bank is called Tataha. River bank is called Tataha. And Tatastha means, suppose if I have to show you something, Tatastha, no? If there is, I have to show you the way to come to a house in a village, a hut in a village. Village farmhouse, a hut which you have to come there. I have to give you no satna, okay? I have to give you satna to arrive at that village hut house. And how to say that? Come out of your house and there is a road, and if you cross the road, come this side, there'll be field. You can see many sheep or goat and cows grazing. And from there, if you see little ahead, and you can see that the river flowing, and on the river, other side of the river, Tataha, okay? And that side, you can see few houses. On the end of the few houses, you can see two trees standing. And near the tree is my house. It's not direct answer, okay? Direct thing. You had to be taken from one thing to the other. Like that. What is Brahman? Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Karanatvata, whatever. Isn't it? Tatastha Lakshana means showing Brahman as the Jagat Karanam and thereby helping you to arrive at what Brahman is, not direct. Not Swarupam is not directly revealed. Brahman's Swarupam is revealed indirectly, not directly. The Swarupa Lakshana is a direct definition. Tatastha Lakshana is what now? Indirect definition. Is it, Brahman is present as a cause of the universe. What is Brahman? Brahman is that from which the universe has come into existence, in which the universe exists, into which the universe resolves, is Brahman. It is Tatastha Lakshana. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Go for the primary meaning. Not suitable. Therefore, remove water the aspect which do not befit the meaning, then take only the befitting meaning. Then understand what is Brahman, Swarupa Lakshana. So we have seen now Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman, then Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman, and through these two Lakshanas, using the Bhagatyaga Lakshana, we have arrived at Brahman being limitless, consciousness, existence, which is the only substance. You know what is difficult thing? To understand space as a sub. Okay, space, the subtlest matter, we are still, it is not clear in the field of science. Subtlest matter difficult. To accept consciousness, existence, Brahman as the only substance. Because whatever we think a substance is not substance, doesn't have substantiality. It's a big blow to accept it. The non-substantial Namarupani, everything is non-substantial here. To accept this, we should have enough strength. To accept that all that is looked upon as a big thing for Baba yes, is non-substantial. It is a big fact. It's a great fact. To accept it's a bitter truth. We are difficult to digest. And the more difficult to digest is consciousness existence is Brahman, the reality, which is the substance. It is difficult to understand. Now, the next question has to be answered. But we'll see next class, okay? What's the next question? how to know that Brahman. We already had the brief meaning. How to know that Brahman? How to arrive at that Brahman? Brahman is all-pervasive, Brahman is eternal, it is always there, everywhere there, it is in and through everything, means how to know that Brahman. Anupada gave a brief answer. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. That sentence tells you, no, guhayam nihitam asti. Brahman is hidden, means what now? Brahman is available for recognition only in your own mind as the very self, as the one who wants to know, as the one who is searching for Brahman. Therefore, available on his own mind. And the various mind, parame vyoman, in the, what now, exalted space, where is it? In the heart, physical heart, is available. But still, that answer has to be elaborately again discussed, which we'll see is going to come later on, which we'll see next class. Okay? Any doubts? Any questions? Any contradictions? Disagreements?
For me, isness, and consciousness and something related.
Isness is consciousness. Consciousness is isness. Another word for isness is existence. And the consciousness is implied by the word jnanam, and existence is implied by the word satyam. How we added, last time I told, I am going to redo this section sometime, because important lesson I didn't want people to miss, that's why I am going to redo it, because many people missed it in class. So you can come and get clarified. So when you pray, also now you know what to pray for. See, even one must be intelligent enough to pray for what to pray for. Therefore, here now you can pray for what? Substance must become clear for me. Because the substantive is very much real for me. The non-substantial is mistaken for the substance and seems to be very much real. The substance is very abstract, isn't it? Therefore, please, hey Bhagavan, please bless us with that clear vision of substance, your Swarupam, as my Swarupam. So please, with this prayer, please go and do that thing. Okay. Let us read that, at least those mantras make it very clear now. Om, I want to memorize these verses, okay? Very good. Om, Brahma vida apnoti param.
Brahma vida apnoti param. Tadesha bhukta, tadesha bhukta. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman.
So Ushnote sarvan kamaan saha.
So Ushnote sarvan kamaan saha.
Brahmana vipaschiteti.
Brahmana vipaschiteti.
Tasmadva.
Tasmadva.
Yetasmadatmana.
etasmatatmana
akashasambhutah
tasmadva
etasmadatmana
akashasambhutah
akashadvayuh vayoragnih
agnerapah
adbhyaprithivi
adbhyaprithivi
prithivya oshadhayah oshadhebhyonam annat purushah
savayesha purushonarasamayah
tasyedameva shirah actually with that savayesha purushonarasamayah with that srishti prakriya ends. With that, what is Brahman? For that question, answer becomes clearly expressed. Okay, with that it's over.
What is va in that question?
Va sometimes, va literally means R. O-R-R, but here, vai also. Saha eva, vai means indeed sometimes. You say, but this physical body, which is what now? That Purusha is another than this physical body, which is nothing but the modified form of the food essence.
So, tasmad va is said.
So, now what Upanishad is going to do? Upanishad is going to introduce next class. We are going to enter into a new prakriya called Panchakosha Prakriya. And Panchakosha Prakriya is used to arrive at the answer for the question, how to know Brahman. What is Panchakosha Prakriya used? What is Srishti Prakriya used? You should know that Panchakosha Prakriya, the method of analysis of the panchakoshas is to arrive at the question, answer for the question, how to know Brahman. What is Brahman is arrived at through Srishti Prakriya. How to know Brahman is arrived at through Panchakosha Prakriya. So next class we'll start the Panchakosha Prakriya. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.